Carlos, we saw it with Severino as the game wore on. It seemed like his velocity was ticking up. He touched 99 at one point. How much of that do you think was just having the week and a half rest in between starts?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it helped, but we're seeing it before. And when he's on his day, when he's feeling good, you know, that's when he flashes. And when he has to empty the tank, you know, you see situations like that. And, you know, we saw it today. You know, a couple of jams where he had to make pitches, and he did a hell of a job today.
What did you say to him when you came out in the sixth after the Lopez at bat?
Yeah, I was pretty confident that I was going to leave him out there, but I wanted to see, I wanted to get his take, you know, because I saw the velo, like you said, you know, he was still holding up, the way he was executing pitches, and I knew he wanted it, but I wanted to make sure that that was the case. And right away when I got there, it's like, give me this one. And I was like, all right, you know, this is it right here. So give me everything you got, empty the tank, and he ended up doing it. So hell of a job.
Seems like a longer conversation.
Yeah, but, you know, he's making sure that he knew that, you know, that was going to be it. That's the game right there. So
seems like every time you tell him he's not pitching against the Yankees, he goes out and stuffs it his next start.
Yeah, I don't know about that. He's just good, man. He's having a good year. I'm just proud of everything that he's done, because he had to work really hard, you know, especially what he's been through the past couple of years, and for him to be in this position now, and we're going to continue to need him, and he's putting in the work, and I'm just proud of him.
What did you think of the offense today?
I thought, you know, we hit some balls really hard, especially with runners in scoring position. We just didn't get any results. McNeil smoked a ball first base. JD first and second, lined right at third base. Nemo in that last inning, you know, like, I thought we created traffic and we hit some balls hard. We just didn't get the results today.
It worked out, but what made you go with Buto just for the one inning?
Yeah, just where we were, you know, I thought that was a good spot for him. And then once he got out of it, I was just going to go to Nunez there. But, I like what I saw out of him, and I thought it was a good matchup for him in that seventh.
In the absence of Senga, what has Severino meant to the pitching staff this year?
A lot. He's meant a lot, you know, and not only Sevy, but a lot of them. You know, a lot of those guys are stepping up big time. In Sevy's case, man, like, he takes the ball. He wants to be out there. He wants to be in those tight situations, and he continued to come through, you know. And even in outings where it's not easy for him, you know, he wants to be there, and he wants to continue to compete. And, you know, that's what you want out of all of you guys. So.